come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. Welcome to the month of November. Yes, this is the month of all things to be thankful and grateful for. I am so excited that you have tuned in to today's podcast. We are going to be talking about the war with Grandpa. My husband and I decided to have a little date night the other night, and we were watching this movie. I let him pick the movie, and it was just the best, the cutest movie, The War with Grandpa. There's this older man who is widowed at this point, and he is exhibiting some very concerning behaviors. His only daughter lives a couple hours away and realizes that this is no longer a convenient situation. And so she encourages, strong arms her father to move in with her, her husband, and her three children. But they live in a three bedroom. So what does that mean? It means that somebody is displaced. The husband and wife obviously share a room. There are two female children, so they share a room. The male child has his own room, and he is the one who is selected to be displaced. He is moved up into the attic so that the grandfather has a place to stay and a place to be comfortable. Well, the son doesn't like the fact that he's being displaced. He doesn't like being in an attic. He says it's old, it's smelly, it has mice. There is a scene where there are water drops coming down on his pillow. He's devastated. He does not like it. He talks to his middle school classmates because now he is in the sixth grade, and he is encouraged to wage war. What 11-year-old knows how to wage war? Well, this one decided that he was going to be the secret warrior and that he was going to engage his grandfather in a war in order to gain his territory back. He wanted to take back what rightfully belonged to him, so he thought. And so he set up this challenge with his grandfather. The grandfather did agree. He became the senior soldier, and these two begin to engage in battle. They begin to go to war with each other and to figure out who was going to defend the bedroom. Well, it made me go back and think, wow, such a cute idea. Lots of comedic relief in the movie. But these are the things that we deal with in everyday life. We go to war with people on a day-to-day basis. And the same way that this grandfather and grandson were in war on territory about a room, we go to war each and every day with our loved ones. We go to war with coworkers. We go to war with the enemies in the spirit. And so what is even war? War is defined as a state of armed conflict between different nations or states or different groups within a nation or state. So in this case, it's essentially war between two different people. So my question to you is, when is the last time you've engaged in war? When is the last time you were at odds with someone else? When is the last time there was such a distinct and strong sense of conflict between you and someone else? And my second question is, who was that someone? Were you warring with your spouse? Were you warring with your children? Were you warring with your coworker? Were you warring with your boss? Were you warring with your pastor? Were you warring with your sister or brother? Who were you at war with? Who were you having this series of conflict with? And then I want you to think about how and when the war ended. So how long did it take for that conflict to get resolved? How long did it take for a truce to come? How long did it take for something to shift? And then who was the person, who was the impetus that created that shift, that brought that war to end? And everybody's situation is going to look different. But I want to let you know these wars exist. Whether you are a secret warrior, whether the other person doesn't really know that you two are at war, or whether you're a senior soldier, somebody who's been in battle over and over again, what position are you playing in these wars is something for you to consider. The other thing is, it was such a cute scene when the grandfather finally realizes what's going on, and he talks to his old buddies and they say, yeah, you got to respond. You can't just receive the note and not respond. So he calls the grandson down to his room and he says, okay, listen, let's do this thing. But first, we got to have wars of engagement. And the grandson is like, what? There are rules to war? Absolutely. There are rules to war. And so you just spent some time thinking about some of the wars that you've been in, some of the battlefields that you've been on. Were there rules during those wars? Were you fighting fair or were you fighting dirty? These are things to think about, because when we don't understand why relationships are breaking down, when we don't understand why connections aren't being formed succinctly, when we don't understand why we're not gelling in the way that we should, it's probably because somebody has waged war and has not communicated the rules of engagement. So my question to you is, again, when is the last time you were at war? When is the last time you were at odds? When is the last time you were in conflict with somebody? The second question was, who were you at war with? Was it a loved one or was it an enemy? I didn't even really get into that one, but let's think about that for a second. Have you been at war with demonic forces in the spirit realm? Has the devil been waging war against your life? Have there been some things that have come up against you that you cannot pinpoint? You don't understand where this situation came from. That very well could be the enemy waging war against your life. That could be the enemy telling you that it's time for you to come away from God and come over to his side. What wars have you been engaged in? And then the question is, how long did the last war last and how did it end? It's a twofold question. It's a part A and B. But was it a long-term war, like a 7 to 15 year standard situation, or was it like a quick 6 month circumstance and you were, or less, and you were able to get through it pretty painlessly? Was there a truce? Did somebody say, you know what, this isn't worth it, let's come together? Or when you were in war with the enemy, when the devil tried to take you out, did you stand up and say, I'm pouncing back at you, enemy? And did you really go in hardcore and really tackle the things that needed to be tackled, so much so that the devil had no choice but to flee? These are some serious things that we need to think about. And I want you to spend just a few minutes thinking about the wars in your life. Let's break. I really hope you took some time thinking about the wars in your life, the wars that you've had in your past, and maybe even the wars that you're in the midst of right now. The crazy thing about war is that it's going to happen. How do we know? We know because the Word of God talks about war over and over again. It's not one of the things that is kind of hidden. It's not one of the things that's undermined it. It is talked about. If you think back to Ephesians, it tells you how to physically prepare your body for war in terms of putting on the garments that will protect you in the midst of a war. But there are so many other passages of scripture that talk about war. So we were talking about the movie, The War with Grandpa. And yeah, that's a territorial situation between a grandfather and a grandson. But maybe your war is something more serious. Maybe you're at war for your marriage. Maybe you're at war on behalf of your children. Maybe you're in war in your mind, or maybe you're in war for walking in your purpose and your calling, and the devil is trying to take you out. Whatever the case may be, you've got to be prepared. But how do you get prepared for a war that you may or may not see coming? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you go on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Apostle Paul talks to us about the spiritual war. And in verse 3 and 4, he says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." My God. So I hope you understood or you caught what I was saying there. The Apostle Paul is telling us that we are fleshly beings and that war is going to come. It doesn't say if you encounter war, then don't act fleshly. It says we walk in the flesh, but we don't war according to the flesh. There's nothing that suggests that you won't be impacted by war. But what he does go further to say is that we have to make sure we have the right weapons when it's time for us to go into war. When it's time for us to get into warfare positions, our weapons to be used are not carnal, but are mighty in God. So he's saying that our physical man has to die, but our spiritual man has to be built up. He's talking about weapons. And when you think about the soldiers that you see on the battle lines, you don't see them out there naked. You see them guarded. You see them equipped in the clothing that is talked about in Ephesians, but you also see them with some things in their hands. You see them with weapons that they're using to fight these battles. So our weapons, we don't have to have anything physically, but we do have to build our spiritual man, because he's telling us that the weapons are mighty in God. And it is in God where our spirit man is built up. It is in God where our battles are fought. It is in God where we will be victorious. And it is because of him that he is pulling down strongholds. What does that look like? It means that he's pulling down the things that are coming to fight against our minds. It means that he's pulling down the things that are coming to disrupt the communications within our marriages and our relationships. It means that he's pulling down the confusion within our parenting tactics, the things that are pulling us away from our parents or pulling our children away from us. It means that God is pulling down the strongholds that is tearing us apart. It means that he's pulling down the strongholds that is breeding the conflict in the first place. But we come to fight these things in the spirit realm. And in order for us to fight these things, we have to die to our flesh and build up in the spirit. Well, how do we do that? We pray and we press. We pray the word of God. We don't go in blindly. We go in with targeted prayers, asking for the very specific things we want. If we think back to the movie, that young man specifically said in his letter that he was a secret warrior coming to take back his territory of his bedroom. He was very clear on what the war was about. He was very clear on what they were doing. They came up with rules of engagement. They came up with rules because they understood that there had to be some agreements. They had to make sure that there wasn't any collateral damage. And although there was some in the midst of the movie, they needed to make sure that at the outset that they were taking care of the things and the people that were around them. Because guess what? War is not just about you. It's not just about me. But war is about more than the two people or the two states or nations at conflict. War is about everybody that is surrounding us. And that's why we can't fight in the flesh, because when we fight in the flesh, there will be collateral damage. But instead, we've got to allow the spirit realm to rise up, and we've got to fight in the spirit. And that is why we've got to be thankful. You may have wondered why I said we are talking about things to be thankful and grateful for this month. And then I started talking about war and how those war and gratefulness come together. But let me tell you, we've got to be grateful for the fact that we understand that we're not fighting these wars in our flesh, but that we have the opportunity to go before the mighty God in the spirit realm and to allow him to fight on our behalf. For the word of God says that he is already with us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will go before us and prepare the way. That is what we have to be thankful for. We have to be thankful that Our weapons of warfare are mighty in God because he is going forth to pull down the strongholds. We are thankful that we're not left to our devices on our own, but there is somebody bigger than us wanting to protect us, wanting to cover us, wanting to keep us, wanting to strengthen us, wanting to see us to be victorious, wanting for us to be successful in all things spiritual. That is why we're thankful. But in order to get to that place, we must pray and we must press. So we may have to meditate on the word. We may have to dig into the word and understand what it is that he's calling us to do in this season and in this hour. We may have to turn down our plate and fast a little bit and allow our flesh to be killed so that he can speak to our spirit. We may have to meditate and just rest in his presence. Allow the Holy Spirit to ruminate around us and within us so that he can begin to give us the words, that he can begin to give us the strategy for how he wants us to war in this season. We shall not be taken out by what the devil and the enemy is coming to do. Whether it looks like he's using our spouses, whether it looks like he's using our coworkers, whether it looks like he's using our children, that is just the surface. That is the flesh. And that's why we've got to get deeper in the spirit and really see the war that is taking place, because it's deeper than that. It's rooted in some bedded things that have to be uprooted. It's rooted in some things that are trying to destroy us beneath the surface. It's rooted in those things that we don't talk about, that slowly pull us away and turn us away from God. We've got to be decreased in flesh and increased in spirit so that we can properly war and we can properly fight. And that is where our weaponry lies. My encouragement to you is to get your face before the Almighty God and allow him to reveal to you what this war is really about. Is it really about a bedroom, or is it really about something much deeper than that? This is the time to press into him. And if you don't want to go into war alone, the word says where two or three agree, God is there in the midst. Connect with me. Find me on social media. Find me on Facebook or Instagram. Find me at www.marquitagreen.com and let's connect. You do not have to war alone. While this is a spiritual battle, let's go into spiritual battle together. Two is better than one. Let's get prepared and let's get equipped for war. We will win this and we will come out on the other side victorious. Let's go together. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On the Beam. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you, and I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.